A Story and a Good Morning to the Four Directions by Landere Nesbitt. Welcome to the Circle of the Four Directions. Have you heard of East, South, West, and North? This morning I will introduce you to the Four Directions, the East, the South, the West, and the North. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there were four nations on Earth. The East. In the nation to the east, the sun rose bright and warm each morning. There were many birds, cardinals and blue jays. What else? And they sang beautiful songs as they built their nests. There was always much excitement in this land, for babies were always hatching out of eggs. Pussy willows and spring flowers bloomed, and anyone who passed through town was welcomed to stay. The South. In the nation to the south, the forests were hot and green, and warm breezes blew through the branches. Black bears wandered through the fields, eating berries and growing fat for winter. All the other creatures were hard at work as well, building homes, gathering food, and preparing for the cold months ahead. The plants were growing too, ripening their seeds and berries to make new plants for the next year. The sun was always high in the sky. The West. In the nation to the west, the sun was setting and all the creatures of the land were harvesting food, bringing in baskets full of pumpkin and corn, apples, roots, and mushrooms. The squirrels were busy finding seeds to eat and running from tree to tree. There was always celebrating in this land for all that Mother Earth gave to the living things. There was much singing and dancing and feasting. It was the most colorful land as well, since all of the deciduous trees had turned yellow, red, and orange. The North. In the nation to the north, it was always night, but the bright north star shone down so all the creatures could go about their work and play. The plants and animals in this land were often sleepy and would curl up in warm dens and trees, under rocks and in snow. Some, like the mouse, though, stayed awake and would make tunnels and passageways under the snow to find seeds and to stay warm from the chilly wind. In this nation, the rocks were old and wise, and if anyone had a problem, they could go and talk to the stones. Today, these nations are gone, but they have left us many gifts that we enjoy on this earth today. The East brings us the gift of sun every morning and new birth in the springtime. The South brings us the gift of warm breezes, sweet fruit, and lots of sun in the afternoon. The West brings us the gift of the setting sun, food to eat from the garden, and singing and dancing. The North brings us the gift of nighttime and darkness, of sleep and cozy beds, and stars that help show our way. So always say good morning to the four directions to let them know we are thankful for their gifts. Good morning, East. Good morning, South. Good morning, West. Good morning, North. This is good to do as often as we can. Snip, snap, snout, my tale's told out.